This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we circle the Earth. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Lindbergh made his famous flight across the Atlantic in 1927. So, when did we finally manage to fly all the way around the world? The answer is 3 years before Lindbergh, in 1924. The Army Air Service took on the project, and the way they went at it almost makes us think of NASA's lunar program. Douglas Aircraft Company was commissioned to create 4 special biplanes, the Boston, the New Orleans, the Chicago, and the Seattle. They had a 450-horsepower Liberty engine, and these big airplanes could carry enough fuel for a 2,200-mile flight. They could be fitted with either pontoons or wheels. They used the flight from Santa Monica to Seattle as a shakedown trip while the Army equipped supply depots all around the world. The official flight began on April 6th. They headed up the Canadian coast toward Alaska, stopping at Prince Rupert, Sitka, Chignik, and Dutch Harbor in the Aleutian Islands. The Seattle suffered minor damage in its first landing. Then its engine had to be replaced. Finally, it crashed in West Alaska. The pilot and co-pilot survived the first night by burning the wings as fuel and huddling in the baggage compartment. They eventually managed to walk to the Bering Sea, where a cargo ship rescued them. From Attu, the remaining flyers meant to go to Kamchatka Peninsula, but the newly formed Soviet Union wouldn't permit it. Russia itself was struggling to set flight distance records, so the 3 airplanes continued to Japan's Kuril Islands. They reached Tokyo on the 49th day, but they had technically been the first people to fly the Pacific. From there, they went on to Saigon, Bangkok, Rangoon. At Calcutta, they switched from pontoons back to wheels. They replaced all 3 engines in Karachi. Baghdad, Aleppo, Constantinople, Bucharest, Vienna, Paris, and finally London. Now they had to cross the Atlantic against the westerlies. After a stop in the Orkney Islands, the Boston crash-landed near the Faroe Islands, and it sank in the rescue attempt. The New Orleans and the Chicago continued to Iceland, then Greenland, where they replaced their engines once more. They finally reached the mainland at Icy Tickle, Labrador, and then they flew down eastern Canada to Boston. The trip ended with a triumphal tour of America. They reached Seattle on September 28, 1924. It had taken them 175 days, but their time in the sky had totaled only 15 days. Their average flying speed was 70 miles an hour, but their overall speed for the 27,000-mile odyssey, well, that had only been 6 miles an hour. They could have done it much faster in a sailing ship. All 8 pilots survived, and you can see the 2 surviving airplanes today in Dayton's Air Force Museum and in the National Air and Space Museum. I suppose it all goes to show just how hard it really is to be first at anything. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.